i podcast di radiobue.it.
24 maggio, radiobue.it in diretta, sono le 15.37, la voce è quella di Osticino. Today we have so much special guests, we have to select casually the first two. They are Lewis and Mark from Boston. Hello guys, again.
Hey. Hello.
Okay, so you're doing here, as we said, you're doing an internship here in Padua for 5 months, more or less. How are your, I don't know, your feelings? You are going to finish. Lewis, what's your feeling about them?
Yeah, I mean, we started the internships in March, okay. Right after classes, and the internships are pretty interesting, especially for me. I got to work at the Cafe Pedrocchi.
Whoa, great, really?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
one of the historical places here in Padua, you should be glad.
Yeah, no, it was a really cool experience to, you know, I got to learn the history at the same time as well as see, like, all the new stuff.
Yeah, what's the big thing you learned in Cafe Pedrocchi? There's plenty of historical facts, but is there one fact you love much?
I love the how they still keep, you know, the bullet hole in the Sala Bianca.
Great.
Yeah, they keep that, and, you know, they have
Can you tell us the story? Because not all the English speaker, all the English listener, maybe,
oh, yeah,
they know
for
it.
Sure. Just 1848, the year was, during some protests of students in the university against the Austrian government, who I think was occupying Padua at the time.
Great, you're doing great.
pretty big protest, and some shots were fired, and as a result from those shots, there's this bullet hole that's still preserved there today.
Yeah, that's the story. Everybody knows it when he comes in Padua. And we're glad you can teach other people in Boston and in the US, United States also. Yeah,
yeah, no, for sure. It's a really great place to visit. I think it's the best place to visit.
Wow, really? You think?
I love the coffee.
Wow.
The Cafe Pedrocchi with the mint.
Yeah, the Pedrocchi coffee or the normal espresso coffee? Which of two?
I would personally prefer just regular espresso, but the Cafe Pedrocchi is very good.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I just don't like having the mint all over. It's not a little messy.
Yeah, it's not a normal coffee for the one who you never tasted. Is it like a mint taste coffee, something very special? You should probably taste if you come to Italy.
Yeah.
Mark, what was your internship about?
I worked at a financial consulting firm, KW Forrester.
Okay.
They're located by the University of Padua, near the economics building. But I did a lot of market research, writing reports, calling clients in the United States.
Okay.
So
is this something about what you study in Boston? So it's like or is something different you tried?
I signed up for financial consulting.
Okay.
I did more research based, which it's not exactly what I planned on doing, but it's always good because in finance you always need to do some research to analyze your whatever your market is.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Is that something you learned maybe that maybe you don't know or you discovered in Italy? Maybe we do it in a different way. I don't know.
At the internship?
Yeah, it's an internship.
I
don't know, some kind of workflow, something like that. I don't know if there's something. Eh?
The routine in the office is much different than in the United States. For example, you have to. A lot of my colleagues take frequent breaks, coffee breaks, which I'm not used to.
Cafe Pedrocchi breaks, maybe.
Yeah, Cafe Pedrocchi. But yeah, lots of breaks, and it's kind of like expected that you go out and everybody stops working. But in the United States, it's not like that. You have the break is considered like.
Yeah, 1 hour break, for example. Yeah, a real break. I don't know.
In the United States, you might not even get a break. You might eat during working. That's the break that they consider.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a good thing you learn or not, but we can see.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
you can try when you go back at home. And I know you guys traveled a lot too. It was not all the internship, the period you made here. What was your best place you visited? I know you've been around Europe too.
Yeah, we went to a bunch of countries. In Italy, I'd have to say my favorite place was the Amalfi Coast.
Oh, great.
Yeah, Positano was really cool. We went a little, you know, it was still a little chilly, still windy, couldn't do all the boat tours and stuff, but, you know, the views.
Yeah, people with
Pompeii.
The sunglasses.
Yeah. It was great. And then outside of Europe, I'd have to say Amsterdam was my favorite city.
Wow, great. Sure. I never been there, so.
Oh, well, you gotta go.
Please suggest me a place or a thing I have to do in Amsterdam. In your opinion, what I have to do if I go there? You can use the word joint, you know?
I don't think the Van Gogh Museum.
It's like typical. No, we cannot, Sarah, say. We cannot say that. Okay.
I have to say the Van Gogh Museum was really cool.
Ah, okay.
The Van Gogh Museum. You see a lot of cool stuff. I've never really appreciated like art before.
Yeah.
Then I went there and
it's stunning.
I guess I learned at the same time as.
Okay, so Luis, one point plus for you for not saying beer or joint or some kind of drug in this interview.
Keeping it PG.
And Mark, what about your travels?
I went to Mykonos and it was a paradise. Yeah. It was just great. I mean, the clear blue water, the clear sky, the warm air. It's what you think of a paradise to be, and it was.
Wow, great. Yeah. You also have the chance to do a bath dive in the water, or was it colder?
It was very cold. Very cold.
I know it.
But it is a paradise
It was a paradise, besides the water.
So imagine it, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you guys very much for being here. I hope... we have 6 followers more to chat about, but you are welcome to go in the room again if you have to say something more.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to let you leave right now because we started to chat, but it's like the radio timetable is going faster and faster.
Yeah, no worries.
Thanks again for being here and
thanks
and
for
say hello
us.
For say hello in Boston for me. Okay.
Grazie.
Non smettere di ascoltare. Il podcast continua.